Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Ches 17:8. One more on rabbinic enactments connected to bona construction. If you have a kli, a container, so it's not muktzah, it can be moved, and its lid can be moved as well. That's across the board. It wouldn't matter whether or not the lid had a handle or not. A knob doesn't make a difference. Nothing required. In contrast, a hole in the ground, like let's say covering a cistern or a well, one may not cover it with its, like say a manhole cover type thing, unless there is a handle on that cover. And the reason why is because it looks like one is covering over the ground, like Meshavagumos construction. He's covering up the ground, filling in a hole. So ground covers must have a handle, everyone agrees. Kalim covers, utensil covers, the lid of those do not need a handle. There's a machlokas here in our Mishnah. What about a kli that's attached to the ground? Let's say, for example, their ovens, their tanurim and kiraim, etc. They'd be cemented down to the ground. So the question is, to cover the top of a tanur, of an oven, do we look at it as being like a regular kli and no handle required? Or do we look at it as part of the ground and yes, handle required? That's a machlokas. The Mishnah says inside, kol kasuye kalim, all covers that go on top of utensils that are attached to the ground, as long as they have a handle, a place to hold your hand, like a handle or a knob, etc., nitalim b'Shabbos. They're not muktzah, they can be moved on Shabbos, they can be put down on Shabbos. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi says, b'medvar memorim, no. When is it true that you need to have a handle or you can't move this utensil cover and cover it? That's the kusi karka, if you're talking about something to cover a hole in the ground, like a well or a cistern. A little bit kusi kalim, if you're talking about a cover for a kli, even if the kli attached to the ground, bein kach or bein kach, nitalim b'Shabbos, it doesn't matter whether or not it has a handle or knob, etc. You, yes, are allowed to cover the ground, the utensil up again, and there's no problem. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, which means covering the ground, forbidden without a handle, covering kalim, always permitted, even with no handle, even if the kli is attached to the ground.